This is MSO News Sports, and I am joined by Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach at Marblehead High School. Mike, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, Mike, you guys pulled off a win over a Masco team, 71-55 last night in Northeastern Conference play. A Masco team that I saw maybe a couple of weeks ago. I was impressed with them, but I'm guessing size-wise, that was your advantage last night.
Surprisingly, it wasn't as big an advantage as we thought. I mean, we did a great job. Scotty Campbell and Ryan Kamas did a fantastic job on the boards, but we shot exceptionally well, particularly in the first half of the game. We went up big in that first half and kind of extended it early in that third quarter, just shooting exceptionally well. We moved the ball well. And then we kind of got a little bit, I don't know how to say, like put it in kind of a cruise control, thinking that the game was over. And against a team like Masco, they just play hard for 32 minutes, and they just kept chipping away, and got it down under 10 points at one point. And, fortunate for us, we got a big basket down the other end, and we were able to hold on to the lead.
Yeah, they are persistent defensively. I was very impressed with them, and they moved the ball well, too, where I saw them against Saugus a couple weeks ago. But, all right, now, the other game, though, Mike, I'm out at a game last week, and your Beverly game. So I'm seeing Beverly way up in this game, and I think at one point you were down 17 points in this game. So tell us about this game. This is a remarkable game because I know Beverly wanted to notch a win against a good team, you guys, that night. But what happened?
You know, we came off that Salem game at the Boston Garden where we were down big. We were down 10.5 and actually cut away at that lead in the Salem game. But Salem got it up to 15 to start the fourth quarter, and we chipped all the way down to 3 points, and we just didn't get over the hump. And we said, you know, Beverly was going to come out and try to, you know, quote-unquote punch us in the mouth, really. You just come out and attack us, and they did. They went up, as you said, 17 in the first quarter. And it wasn't any kind of run or anything like that. It wasn't like we needed to call a timeout. Like, they were just, we weren't shooting well. They were shooting well. And we just said, you know, stay the course. We have a plan, but we need to do better things defensively and make them work harder. We put in a young man, Christian Weston, who's a real energy guy, plays really tough defense. And he was on Jacob Glass. And Glass had 10 points in that first quarter, only had 3 the rest of the game. And Christian's energy really sparked everybody else's energy. And defensively, we just went on a huge run, particularly in the third quarter, where we went on a 22-9 run and really just not only got the lead, but got a good-sized lead, 5 points, and were able to really stretch it out there in the fourth quarter as well.
You know, I do need to follow up with you on the Salem game at the Boston Garden on Sunday. Tell us more about that and your take on that and how your team must have enjoyed playing at the Garden.
Well, it was a great time for us, in terms of the atmosphere, being around there, obviously playing a team in Salem with a coach that I know and got a lot of history there. And we've had some battles. And Salem shot exceptionally well in that game. And some one of the young men on Salem's team that really got fired, we didn't expect to be playing that well and kind of took us off balance a little bit. And that's why we struggled. But it was a great event, great opportunity. We used it as a fundraising opportunity, as an alumni event. We made a donation to the Heather Walker Foundation. That's through Dana Farber. Heather Walker, who was an executive in the Celtics organization, her children go to Marblehead High School. We were able to raise over $5,000 for her fund. They had a post-game event in the Putnam Club. It was really great. We brought both teams in there. Salem and Marblehead were in there. Parents were in there. And like I said, it's just a wonderful experience. And that's why one of the reasons that we're excited about this week as we get ready to play Salem again, because we're going to do another event with them. And it should be really exciting and a lot of fun for everybody.
All right. This one's at Salem on Friday night. And Mike, for our listeners, you're a graduate of Salem High School. So tell us about Friday night. What's going to happen on Friday in Salem?
So we're going to celebrate and recognize the 1990 state championship basketball team, the 89-90 team that won the state championship out at the Worcester Centrum. And the team that Coach Doyle and I both played on. Coach Doyle was a junior. I was a senior on that team. It had some great players, Mike Fritz, Eric Brunson, of course, who everybody knows, his son Jalen now at this point, who plays for the Knicks. Mark Barabee, Pedro Jimenez, just to name a few of the guys that are going to be there. And we're going to recognize the team. I think Salem's doing a great job of starting to bring some of these older teams to light and showing a lot of pride. And it's something that I'm really proud to be a part of. And so we're going to have a little, I think, a halftime recognition. And then after the game, we'll have hopefully the alumni, and we'll bring our players in and their players in and just say hi to a lot of the players. And, you know, if we can, maybe get the old film out there, and, you know, VHS tape if they still have some VCR somewhere, and be able to watch some of the games that we had.
You have to call the AV department over there at Salem High for that one, right?
Absolutely. Any way we can get it on there, any way that it makes me look good, that's fine. That's all that matters.
You know, I'm thinking Tom Doyle wished that Rick Brunson stayed in town for a few more years after graduating from Salem High, huh? And he could have Jalen playing there.
Yeah, you know, we watched Jalen all through high school. We would often talk to Rick. I remember seeing Jalen when he was a young man. I went out to visit Rick when he was coaching in Chicago for Thibodeau out there. And just the amount of you know, energy and effort that Jalen puts into everything comes directly from his dad. You know, his dad really is a guy that was talented, but it put a lot of work in, and it really shows in what Jalen has become as a basketball player.
You know, back then I was doing the games on WESX back in the years, and Bob McKenna, the longtime St. John's prep coach, was doing color after he stepped down over there, and he was telling me years before Rick was coming up, hey, we got this eighth grader in Salem, boom, 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 he's going to be something unbelievable. And sure enough, Rick Brunson, there he was. He was a sensation for sure.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, you go back and look at some of those games, the 88, 89 team, the 89-90, and the 90-91, and I show the kids often some old film just to show them what crowds were like back then as well. You know, you saw, I think one of the biggest games ever was the year after I graduated, when Brunson and Casey Arena faced off, Salem against Fenwick, and there had to be 3,500 people at the Salem High School gym, both stands down, people on the stairwells. I mean, it was just amazing then, and you see the crowds, and you hope that we at some point that'll come back, because there's some great basketball players in the North Shore, that's for sure.
You're right, and as large as that Salem High Fieldhouse still is to this day, it was filled a few times back in those days, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. What do you have? While I have you here, Mike, here's my last question to you. What is a memory or two that you had other than that state championship playing high school basketball at Salem?
You know, it's funny. I think the trips that we had, obviously we played at the Garden twice when I was a junior and a senior, winning the state championship. I just remember, you know, our biggest win, to be quite honest, was probably when we played East Boston, and we played that game at UMass Boston. That was the Eastern Mass, that was the Division II North title. And we played a team that was, I think, far superior to us, and we just outworked them. And in that game, if you watch the third quarter, it was a three-point display. Pedro Jimenez, Ricky Brunson, even Eric Leibowitz, who was our point guard, shot it. I mean, it was just amazing the way that those guys played that game, that third quarter. And I remember after the game, I said, Ricky, we're going to the Garden. He goes, I don't care about the Garden. He says, I want a ring. And it was like, you know what? We were at the Garden last year. I get that. You know, let's go after something bigger. So we were focused on really winning games, not just getting to certain places, and that was the big thing for us.
Yeah. Mike, anything else you want to share with us, either about Friday or about Marblehead basketball?
You know, just really excited. The kids, as I said, at Marblehead are doing a great job right now and working really hard. But it's still early. You know, we're just about halfway through the season, so we got a long way to go. We just got to keep improving. And obviously excited for Friday night. It's an opportunity to see some old friends, some old teammates. But we still have a job to do. Hopefully, you know, Coach Doyle kind of spoiled our celebration a little bit at the Garden. Hopefully, you know, we can maybe turn it on him just a little bit. But it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday night, that's for sure.
Well, that's pretty mean of you, Mike. Believe that's not like you. All right, but I get it. All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time and insights. And I think we'll see you over there on Friday. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, take care. Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach at Marblehead, here on MSONewsSports.com.